From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Every school year, parents worry about their children, their grades, their health, and their safety. Those safety concerns carry more weight after the mass shooting in May at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. As WBHM's Kyra Miles reports, school resource officers in Hoover are adjusting by placing a greater emphasis on mental health.
At the beginning of the school year, Hoover City Schools and the local police department sent a statement about the district's safety protocols to parents.
It was pretty vague.
That's Joshua Flores, a father of a third grader in the district and a preschooler. He said he understands why they couldn't go into detail about safety plans, but the message did nothing to assuage his anxieties. Flores says his family had a rough start to the summer. His younger son goes to a daycare at a Vestavia Hills church where a gunman shot and killed three adults during an evening potluck in June.
It was really scary. It wasn't like it was a school shooting necessarily, but, you know, it happened in June and everything at Robb Elementary happened in May. So it was just really quick. And then to have it hit so close to home.
Flores says it's hard not to feel like a sitting duck, just waiting for something like that to happen at his kids' schools. He's also concerned that it'll take a toll on students and teachers' mental health to have to stay hypervigilant.
I just feel like this is putting a lot of responsibility, not only on our teachers, but on our kids to police each other. And I feel really bad that my third grader is going to have to be trained in that.
At Green Valley Elementary School, students and teachers know what to do when they hear this alarm. It means lock the doors, turn off the lights, stay quiet, and out of sight. It's the first lockdown drill of the school year. Stacks of naptime cots barricade some classroom doors. It's the middle of the day, but it looks like an empty school.
Alert and wait for further instructions.
School resource officers, or SROs, oversee lockdown or active shooter drills. Sergeant Brian Foreman supervises the SRO division at the Hoover Police Department. He says SROs care.
They're not there just to pass time. They're there to protect the children. And I frequently hear from the SROs that I speak to when they talk about the students. It's not just the students, it's my kids.
SROs in Hoover and most of Alabama go by a three-pronged training model: to be law enforcement, educators, and informal counselors. It's that last one, Foreman says, that's become more important these last few years.
Mental health is a significant issue and a considerable component in a lot of these mass shootings that take place.
And though he says an SRO is in the best position to stop someone who may come to a school with a weapon, there's work before that. School guidance counselors work closely with SROs, like reporting potential threats or issues.
So as counselors, we are probably on the front line.
That's Helena Young. She's the district counselor for Hoover City Schools. She says when it comes to safety in schools, counselors are the first people to recognize signs of distress or bullying that could lead to a violent act.
If we're involved, we can help students not reach that point of turning towards violence towards others. If a situation happens, I absolutely want my SRO to come in and mitigate the situation immediately, but we would be the ones behind the scenes after providing that mental health support for students who are impacted.
A new law in Alabama complicates the situation. It requires counselors to have parents' permission to help students with their mental wellness. Young hopes parents will still opt in. SROs are trained in mental health awareness and de-escalation. But after the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, some parents aren't feeling that confident in their school's safety measures. Mo Kennedy says he understands. He's the executive director of the National Association of SROs.
If I was looking at that just through a parent's eyes, and I am a parent and a grandparent, I wouldn't feel very confident either.
He says SROs are not placed without thought. Only officers with years of experience and a passion for education are put in these roles. Law enforcement in Texas faced criticism for a slow response to the Uvalde shooting. Kennedy says a properly equipped SRO would never wait to stop a gunman.
Anyone who's an SRO who's not willing to go after an assailant and to stop it through whatever means are necessary, they are in the wrong place.
Kennedy says there's always room to improve. He says the biggest goal for his organization right now is to help schools form safety teams, where counselors, teachers, and SROs work together to prevent shootings from happening in the first place. Kyra Miles, WBHM.
Kyra Miles is a Report for America Corps member reporting on education for WBHM.